A lot of people in our state are wondering whether the Trump administration will get rid of their health care under the Affordable Care Act. The act, also known as Obamacare, has provided health insurance for more than a million people in Washington state. But the president and Republicans in Congress say it costs too much and is ineffective. Dr. Jeff Duchin is public health officer for Seattle and King County. He told me who has the most to lose if Obamacare is scrapped.
People of color, particularly blacks, live shorter lives, they have higher rates of disease, and they get sick at younger ages than wealthier people and whites. African Americans are at increase for almost every adverse health outcome you can measure, including shorter life expectancy, higher infant mortality rates, higher incidence of cancers and cardiovascular disease. And poor people and people of color also have a higher incidence of the risk factors, behaviors, and exposures, such as diabetes, smoking, and obesity, that lead to these poor health outcomes. Blacks and other people of color were more likely not to have insurance prior to the ACA compared to whites.
What about other people of color in terms of what the Affordable Care Act has meant for them?
I do think that it's important to highlight the fact that because African Americans were at the highest risk, they have benefited the most. But we've seen rates of insurance increase for every racial and ethnic group, including whites.
What could change for people of color if Obamacare goes away?
Well, a lot could change. I mean, people could lose their insurance benefits, which would mean not only, again, developing preventable illnesses, but not having the ability to see a doctor when you're sick. It has tremendous both health and economic implications. People will have to pay for services that previously would be covered. There are some very basic clinical services that are required by ACA, including prevention and immunization, emergency department visits, chronic medical care, maternal and child services, behavioral health, dental, vision. All of these are things that are required by ACA. Not having health insurance not only is bad for the person who doesn't have health insurance because they are suffering with an illness that they delay care for and potentially have a more serious outcome, but it's also more expensive for them when they do seek health care because they don't have insurance, and it's also more expensive for us as a society because we're paying for health care some other way through people who are seeking care who are uninsured and going to hospitals, and those services cost money that we have to pay, you know, together, find another way as our community to pay.
Who are the least covered in terms of health care?
Right now in King County, we have rates of uninsurance among Hispanics at about 30%, down from 42% before Affordable Care Act, but they are currently the most uncovered ethnic group. Alaska Native American Indian population has an uninsurance rate of 19%. Our Pacific Islanders have an uninsurance rate of 11%. We also need to focus on the other major drivers of health in our community, which are things like access to employment, economic opportunity, social conditions such as housing, the environment, the type of neighborhoods we live in, the opportunity for education and good quality schools, safety of our neighborhoods. Racism is another driver of health. In addition to providing health care, we really need to focus on some of these more upstream determinants of health, which are the things that keep us from getting sick in the first place.
Jeff Duchin is public health officer for Seattle and King County. KUOW is examining how racial inequity shapes the Seattle region. You can get involved in the conversation on KUOW's Facebook page.